the time is here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRRMMDRAHAPAFAIR. SMARTCGA.
You're running out of initials.
Yeah, dude.
That's right.
The NSA.
That's okay. The NSA is speaking for everybody else.
Dude, I'm telling you. Did you see that guy at LAX?
Mm-hmm.
Shot one of them. And didn't.
That was the TSA.
He shot a TSA agent.
Oh, TSA.
Yeah.
We don't speak
probably,
for them either.
Probably groped his girlfriend or something.
God forbid, I do not.
Dude, that was scary because. Not only did he shoot the guy.
He shot seven other people.
Well, yeah, but then the other guy apparently wasn't dead and went back and shot him again. Wanted to make sure.
Wanted to make sure, yeah.
Yeah, what I want to know is how did he get through security with the gun?
Did he get through security?
I don't think you have to get through
security.
Yeah, I think he was walked up to security because you don't need a
gun. Yeah. Once you start shooting, by the way, it's easy to get through.
Yeah,
well, you know,
everyone
you'd be
ducks.
Surprised at how much crap gets through TSA.
Yeah. Oh, by
the way. I saw an article about it.
By the way. Welcome to Recovery 101. Recovery 101 News Hour. My name is Bruce B. As always with
Shelly
and Mark.
Sweet, go ahead, Shelly.
Dude,
what
about killing?
Yeah. Go ahead about killing.
I was all
people.
Done.
Oh,
that was it. That was the entirety of what I wanted to say. I read an article about how much crap gets through the TSA, and you'd be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm not surprised at all.
Lowest common denominator guys in TSA. You know what? If there's anyone out there in the TSA who's not from the lowest common denominator, I was not talking about you.
That's right.
All the guys you work with, though.
Yeah. Because obviously there have to be some people at one end of the bell curve in order to create the bell curve.
Yeah.
That's
okay,
true.
Now, I'm going to mention something here. You guys know how I feel about the TSA in general. Everybody knows how I feel about the TSA in general. However, I just discovered something rather disturbing.
More disturbing?
Well, there are two things. First of all, we're hiring people with barely a high school education to... We're entrusting our children's and our pets and our luggage's lives. Not that luggage is alive, but you know what I mean. To people who may or may not have really made it through high school. That's the first problem. The second problem is, then, we're only paying them $30,000 a year or less. $30,000 or a few... No, less. We're not going to attract better candidates if we're not paying these people because they have to. I mean, this is a mind-numbing job. We are expecting them to stay on their toes and protect us.
Well, the ones they're hiring are perfect for mind-numbing jobs.
No, they. That whole thing needs to be restructured because I'm sorry, but if I'm going to get my ass on a plane, I want somebody who's getting paid what they're worth and is educated well enough to catch shit so that I don't die.
I'd be okay if they swap jobs with the IRS people.
I'm going to be...
That might work.
I'm going to be...
The IRS looks at everything.
I'm going to be devil's advocate here.
Yes.
There's a lot of people that don't graduate high school that are intelligent.
No. I understand that. But what I'm saying is that's the only requirement for getting the job.
The only requirement
there
for the
job
kind
of a...
is that you leave fog on the mirror.
That's true, huh? Yeah. I'm not even sure diploma is a requirement.
You breathe on this. Yeah, that's good. You're in.
I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
She's not saying.
You're not saying? You're just saying?
She's just
right.
saying.
Okay.
Well, you know what that means.
What's that mean, Bruce?
Well, it's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze.
Okay.
Tight dudes.
I'm not as tight as mine.
Ooh. Ow.
Now, let's see here.
Shelly's got clenchy dudes.
I have crunchy dudes?
Clenchy.
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 Yeah. Your dudes are tight, baby.
Can you slap?
My dudes are tight.
Do you slap when you twerk?
I don't twerk. I'm sorry. We didn't have twerking when I was a kid. We had freaking. Do you remember that dance?
Get your freak on.
Freak out.
That's the song that started the dance. But yeah, out. Do you remember that dance?
No.
Oh, well, never mind then. I can't do it anymore. My knees are shot.
What was it? A knee swivel thing or
no,
something?
No, never mind. Okay. This story is from Colorado.
Now, you were introducing something new last week where you said you were going to
Yes, I found this one.
Okay.
I didn't need to credit myself. I was just going to do the story.
Okay.
This is out of Colorado. A Colorado high school biology teacher is under fire from parents because in the unit on I'm trying to find out what the unit in biology is called. Anaerobic fermentation. Mm-hmm. The teacher taught the students how to brew beer.
Awesome.
That qualifies.
And then they could get extra credit if they visited the Coors Brewery.
So?
That's awesome. What's the problem?
I thought it was kind of funny. But
and
apparently,
it's in Colorado. That's where the Coors Brewery is.
And how else do you... what a perfect... It fit the subject perfectly.
Yes.
Maybe it would have been better if it was like Breaking Bad and you just showed them how to make meth.
No, that would have been a problem.
That would have been a problem. But parents are saying that it's not fair to put these students in a position where they may have to do work in school that's upsetting them and hurting their little feelers.
Oh, yeah. It's upsetting them for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
You know what? Those guys took the best notes they've ever taken
in their lives.
You bet.
And there's 412
everybody
new
microbreweries. Everybody showed up for lab.
Yes. Yeah. You can have 40 kids that all get straight A's in that class.
Yeah. Hey, what happened to that beer you guys just made? Oh, it was bad. We threw it out.
Yeah.
We got to do it again.
Yeah.
The school district released the statement that the teaching of fermentation is part of the biology standards taught in Colorado high schools, that teachers make their own lesson plans. They will be reviewing the assignment, but they made no other statement. My guess is they're going to say to the teacher, can you find a different way to do that? And then that's the end of it.
Yeah, because God knows high school kids don't drink.
You know it'll be the next thing?
God, no, they don't.
You know it'll be the next thing? The guy goes, I have a grape experiment we could do.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, the next story was sent in by Robert. Roberto. In Pennsylvania, Chester County prosecutors seized 40 pounds of THC-laced candy from a college campus.
Ooh.
The day before Halloween.
There's a weekend for you.
The candy was not intended for children. The candy was intended to be sold to other students
Break
on
me
the
off
campus.
A piece of that Kit Kat bar. Yeah.
But
what are you
course,
hungry for when you don't know what you're hungry for?
Yeah, and of course, the only reason that this story made the news...
Gives you the munchies and takes it away at the same
right.
time.
Is because it was the day before Halloween.
Of course.
And all the parents went, oh my gosh, think of the children. The kids were never going to see this stuff.
Well, some
maybe.
Kids, some kids were.
Yeah.
The kids at the campus
yeah.
were.
Yeah.
Kids is relative.
Yeah, the college kids were going to see this. And well, the police are not even investigating or... charging them based on the fact yeah. that it went to kids because it was obvious that it wasn't.
Yeah.
Let's see. In Columbus, Ohio, Columbus is the latest victim of the flesh-eating drug crocodile.
Crocodile.
I don't even get it.
They're finding homeless people. One man died. I think it said one man died. Because they're starting to get homeless people that are they're using this crocodile stuff, they're injecting it, and they're showing up with the gangrenous lesions and their flesh dropping off. So it's now been reported in like 4 states. However, I find this interesting. The DEA will not confirm the presence of crocodile in the United States, even though doctors that are treating these cases are saying, yes, this is what we think it is, and given the what the patients are saying. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that DEA doesn't want to admit there's something flying past them.
Whooped.
Well, part of the problem is also that crocodile can be made. You don't have to buy it on the street. I'm not going
to
tell you how to make it, but it says
in the story. That's a good thing not to tell people, Shelly.
Give us a hint.
You mix something that you can get with something else that you can get quite easily.
Okay, thanks.
High school brewed beer?
No.
Yeah.
And high school made meth.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Mark P. sent this one in out of Detroit. And the story itself.
Is there anybody in Detroit?
There are like five people left.
Five people and a bunch of dogs.
Yeah. Oh, yes, that's right. Remember the. Oh, and the. Was it the mountain lion or the jaguar? Remember?
What?
Yeah, I remember.
From that one story?
Mountain lion, though, yeah.
Yeah. There is actually a company left in Detroit, if you can believe that. It's called Backyard Brains, is the name of the company. And.
They make zombies?
Sort of.
Sort of.
They have a new project that they're working on. It's called the Robo Roach. Now,
Robo Roach.
It's designed to be used. You can buy the kit, and it's designed.
It?
No, 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 not that kind of roach. Like a cockroach. You buy the kit. It's designed to like. They want to try to attract like biology teachers and things to buy this. And basically, what you do is you take this kit. It shows you how there's instructional stuff, and all the parts come with it to turn cockroaches into little robots. Live cockroaches. It shows the kids how to implant things in the cockroaches to make them do what they want. What they want the cockroach to do. To teach the kids, help start teaching the kids about neuroscience.
Dude, this is scary.
And apparently this works. However, we're not sure if the project is going to be able to get off the ground. They have enough money because they did one of those Kickstarter things and they got tons of money. They exceeded their goal. But PETA, the people for the ethical treatment of animals.
Of roaches.
Is saying that the kit should be declared illegal. That it promotes the practice of veterinary medicine without a license, that it's cruel and inhumane, and instructs children to, without anesthesia, send down various parts of a living cockroach's body. They stab, I'm quoting here, they stab a syringe through the animal, force electrodes into
animal.
The animal, and superglue apparatuses to the inside and outside of the cockroach's body.
Can we infect all the people representing PETA's houses with massive amounts of cockroaches and see what they say?
See if they're so friendly to those animals. I'm sorry. It's a cockroach. I know. You know, I would love to be all warm and fuzzy and loving, but it's a cockroach.
They have their own song, though.
La cucaracha, porque no tiene caminar. You know what's scary about a cockroach? They can live off the nutrients in a fingerprint for like 2 months.
Yeah.
It's like they think they're one of the only living things left over from the days of the dinosaurs.
Oh.
The only thing is it'll survive a nuclear blast or cockroaches and my ex-wives.
And your what?
And my ex-wives.
Oh, perfect.
PETA was also quoted as saying that cockroaches are intelligent animals. They have learning and memory capacities. They have sophisticated social lives with each other and can feel pain. Sophisticated
you know
social
what?
Lives? What,
the last one that ended up under the heel of my boot, I'm sure for a moment felt the pain.
Yeah, you know what I'm thinking? First, it's robo-roaches.
Yeah.
When's it going to be Robo kids.
That would be cool.
Make
Think about it. It'd be the first time somebody's kids came with an instruction manual.
Ah.
In English.
Yeah.
Never know what you'd get with that. Holy crap. Okay. The next story was sent in by Bruce. Because we have to credit Bruce.
Wow. There was some derision in her voice when she said that.
Actually, it was also sent in by another one of our listeners, and I forget. It was either Robert
credit.
Or Bill.
We'll give them credit.
See, it must be good then.
Yes, actually, it's a good story. In Scottsdale, Arizona, let's see.
You can tell I don't remember what it is.
I know.
Now, the father who's talking in the story, who talked with the reporter, only gave his first name, Jeff, because he wanted to protect the identities of his family and his children, so no one else in the story, he didn't divulge anybody else's names. His son, his 8-year-old son, they pulled him out of his school last week because the principal wanted to expel him. He's 8 years old for drawing what the principal called highly disturbing pictures. Now, this is the week before Halloween. The kid is drawing pictures of like what he might want to use for his costume. He drew a picture of a soldier. He drew a picture of a ninja. And he drew a picture of a Star Wars character. Now, all of these characters were carrying their complementary weapon. The principal decided that was not safe for the other children.
I spent the entire fifth grade drawing tanks.
You know what I would draw next year? A picture of the principal.
I'm going to go as this.
Yeah, that'll be disturbing. You sick fuck.
Yeah, so he wanted to expel the kid, so the parents yanked him. The parent, I'm quoting the parent here, I think we really send our children the wrong message when we show that as adults we're so afraid of our own shadows that an innocent picture that an 8-year-old has drawn is cause for this kind of concern.
Agreed.
Concur.
Yeah. Yikes. Nanny state gone mad. Next story. Oh, wait, no. Okay, Bruce, you also sent me another story on the Facebook PM. But as I have requested our listeners not to do, and they have listened and have responded quite well to this, please do not send me news links that go to videos. There is nothing for me to copy and paste. There is nothing for me to read.
There's an entire article underneath it.
No, there wasn't. I scrolled down. Mm-hmm. So why don't you give us the synopsis about the bus driver who saved the woman who was going to jump? What happened?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a... Oh, well, you know, first of all...
The hero?
The guy's the hero of the week. You do it, because I can't... Oh, here we go. Can't remember the city. The guy's a bus driver. He's driving along, and there's video of this because there's video inside the bus, and he sees a woman on the other side of the railing on this rather high bridge as they're going across. He stops. He opens the door. He goes, "Ma'am, you need some help?" And she's just like not looking at him, and he goes over and he starts talking to her, and he just – big guy. Just wraps his arm around her and just pulls her over. And later, you know, she thanked him. She ended up thanking him. The cops and everything came. But the entire bus, as he's driving away, because he only stops for like a couple minutes, pulls her over. The cops show up. They go on their merry way. And the entire bus is like singing his praises as he's driving along. And the guy's like, "Yeah, I'm sure all the other bus drivers would do the same thing." It's just he's a big guy and was able to pull her over the rail by himself. He's like, "You think you want to come back? You want to come back on this side of the rail?" And she's like, yeah, I will.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Bruce. The next story was sent in by Bill P. Recovery 101, sponsored in part by Bill P. This story comes out of St. Paul, Minnesota. Two duck hunters.
Whack.
They're on private land that they had permission to be on. Mm-hmm. They were properly permitted, properly equipped. Wearing their little fuzzy yellow hats or whatever, orange hats.
Uh-huh.
Everything's kosher. Now, let's see.
Why do guys hide in a duck blind where it's all, like, real secretively secret and then wear a bright orange hat? You'd think they could just kind of sit out in the open because I don't think the ducks are that smart.
It's the movement. I don't think the ducks see the orange, but other hunters do.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so they are doing what they're going to do, hunting ducks. They felled a couple of ducks when 64-year-old Van Hawkinson, didn't know the guy, didn't own the land, didn't live there, happened to see them hunting the ducks and became so enraged he started hunting the hunters.
Oh.
He grabbed a .410.
That's a gun.
Now, and why does he have a .410?
Pop a cap in him.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine hunted with a .410.
Yeah, but he's not a hunter.
Like I was a hunter. Yeah.
Oh, well, apparently he is a hunter. He's hunting the hunters.
Yeah.
Because that's okay.
Yes.
Is this guy now in a secure location?
Straight jacket.
No. He posted a $1,000 bond and was let go, pending a nuisance trial.
Nuisance trial?
Because the cops said that they couldn't determine whether he was... He claimed that he was just trying to scare the ducks away. And... They said he was fired. The hunters both said he was firing right at us. They did not return fire, by the way.
I would have.
There'd be one dead hunter after me, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, so the cops said that they had no way of knowing whether or not he was actually shooting up in the air or shooting at the hunters.
And you know what?
If I'd have shot him in the head three times, I'd have just said he shot up in the air, must come back down and hit him.
You know what? I got to be honest. I'm wondering about the hunters because if they say he's shooting at us, I can't imagine them not shooting back.
Well, because they only had a permit to shoot ducks, not people.
Well, where do you get that permit, Shelley? We need a new permit. I need a permit to shoot people.
But the people are shooting at us.
Okay. We have the next story is from Donald. Wow, we did a lot of bantering because we're way past time. Okay, so we'll do this one from Donald, and then we'll cut you. I'll cut you guys off. This took place in Bavaria. Donald wrote in, only in Bavaria. Guy, 26-year-old man, he's trying to walk home from a party on Saturday night.
I love the fact you say trying to walk home.
He got tired on the way there, and he spotted a small horse stable. He decided he was just going to go and sleep in the stable.
Did he find a date?
The stable wasn't, the floor wasn't comfortable enough. When the owner of the horse went out to get on her horse in the morning, found the drunk guy asleep on the horse and called the police. Now, what I want to know, I saw the picture of this, and he's like sprawled all over the back of this horse. The horse has a blanket on. Horse is just standing there. That has got to be the most well-trained horse in the world, because a horse is not going to stay in its box with a person on it for like 8 hours. It's just not.
Was there vomit running down one side of the horse?
No, it was just the horse was just
standing
there.
Was it like one of these Lippinger stallions or whatever they're called?
No, just an average horse.
You were scaring me for a minute when you said the woman went out in the morning to get on her horse. I'm like, this is going to be one of those weird stories where she's going to be in a pirate outfit.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, the guy...
in her Lone Ranger costume.
The guy being asleep on her horse all night is bad enough.
If she had a 410, she could have shot him.
Some Catherine the Great story or something.
That did not happen. That is one of those historical myths.
How do you know?
That's a myth.
How do you know?
That's a myth.
How do they know?
They just do.
That's kind of like saying, you know, you can't believe every quote you read on the internet. It was Abraham Lincoln said that.
Yeah, thanks.
And on that rather historically inaccurate note, that is the end of the Boozy News.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Shout out
to the New Way Foundation.
Oh, and Sober College, too.
At selfwillhappens.com.
.com.
So, we have a topic, Shelley.
Awesome. Get down with your bad self.
What is it?
Well, for this topic, it is that time of year.
Are you ready?
Ready.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with ecstasy gelling and everyone telling you have some more beer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
You have been waiting for like an hour to do that, haven't you?
Oh, I just wrote it just a minute ago.
Okay.
Yeah. So, there's been a what do you want to call it?
Veritable cornucopia?
There's been a veritable cornucopia of people slipping lately.
A massive horde.
There's been a big skid.
No, that sounds bad.
No. Yeah. We've had a number of people we know. No one with really any time, or at least, you know, at least not in our group of friends, but a bunch of people with less than a year all kind of crashing and burning all at the same time.
They tend to go out in droves, don't they?
Yeah. Now, we just had Halloween go by recently, but we're coming up on Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. And though we will have shows addressing those holidays as they come up, you know, we might talk a little bit about it's that time of year. What do you think, Shell?
I think you should go to Mark first.
Oh, Shelly's eating toast.
Shelly's eating toast.
So what do you think, Mark?
I'm not sure that one time a year actually means more than anything else. It just looks like it does.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like they seem to go, right? Here we go. The holidays are coming up.
Bam, bam, bam.
You know what? What's really cool about that, they don't have to worry about going out over the holidays.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the self-fulfilled, self-fulfilled prophecy.
They can go out again in the holidays because they'll be like...
Yeah, they'll be new.
You love the people that give you the excuse like, well, I'm an alcoholic.
Well, I understand that.
I drank because I'm an alcoholic.
Yeah, I understand that.
I got loaded because I'm an addict.
Yeah, I understand that.
Matter of fact, it's funny because we mentioned a few shows ago that you had a sponsee that was going back to go to New Year's, and you told, you know, and he's worried about going to this party, and you told him,
you won't make it to the party.
You won't make it to the party. And he's one of the guys that just went out.
Yeah.
This guy was also the secretary of a meeting, of which he brought a ton of people with him. And at the last...
And he took a lot of ton of people with him.
I think he took a lot of people with him again. Because of the group he hangs out with, only one of them made it to the meeting. He spent the whole time outside on the phone looking for a recovery home because he got kicked out of his last one for being loaded.
Yeah. Hey, I have an idea. Since we have a new world and a new age and more of a nanny state where more people get to win, and everybody who participates wins, we should go ahead and acknowledge his 7 years of non-continuous sobriety.
Give him a chip?
Yeah.
No.
Why? It's a new world.
So?
Everybody gets a trophy now. Do you know what's weird?
It's
for
the
a
liberal
long...
thing to do.
Here's the scary thing. For a long time, the only sport or the only sports activity where everyone won something was Special Olympics. Now... You play Little League, everybody gets something.
What does that tell you?
Yeah, I know.
We're all special.
I wasn't going to go there.
So, now that you're done with your toast.
Oh, thank you.
They're going to trade in school buses for short buses.
Shelly, we have your helmet for you.
I guess basically what I have to say is I'm sick of telling y'all.
Okay.
I mean, this happens every year, and every year we tell people that we care about, people that we're sponsoring, people that we see in meetings. It's just another day.
Yeah, watch your ass.
But why is our program still so strict? Everything else is easing up.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
What?
Let's ease up on everybody. We'll give them all a medal.
Yeah.
I ain't going to their funerals. We can let them die. Fine. I'm just going to stay sober.
We'll have guys with 5 years will be old timers.
Bruce, you'll have like 30 years.
You'll be Methuselah.
I will be.
Because you got almost 30 years of non-continuous sobriety, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I have more.
Now, wait a minute.
I have 33 years of non-continuous sobriety.
Yeah.
Okay, I get gypped then.
Why?
Because I only get to add 6 months.
No, you don't. You went to your first meeting when you were like 11.
Oh, yeah.
You have the most time in the room right now.
No, but you didn't try and stay sober then. You tried to stay sober.
No. Nobody tries to stay sober. You either do or you don't.
When did you get sober? Stop drinking. The first time.
Oh, when I was 19.
What's the first time you drank?
When I was 19.
So as soon as she stopped drinking for the night, she tried to quit.
Yeah.
No matter if she successfully quit till the next time she drank. So the clock starts running.
Yeah, and I was 20 the first time I tried to stop. But I'm 7 years older than you, so I've still got more time. Even in non-continuous sobriety.
And I drank the first time when I was about 2.5 years old, and I didn't drink the next day. So
what are you, James?
No, I didn't. No, like, you know what? I never knew it, and my cousin did one of those things where she cut all the old 8mm films, family films, and made one big film out of it. The first shot of me showing up in the world is sitting at my grandfather's table in my high chair, and he's got a bottle of Michelob, but I got both hands wrapped around the neck of it, and I'm...
Nice.
Well, I used to beg for sips of beer from my dad. Mm-hmm. Once in a while, he would give me one.
Yeah.
Well, so our friend James, every time we'd hear him speak,
yeah.
he'd get drunk earlier and earlier and earlier, and then pretty soon it was his mom was drinking while she was pregnant.
Yeah,
mom was drunk. Which back then, all of the mothers did.
Dad's sperm was drunk.
Yeah, mom was drinking the night she did dad. And
Dad's sperm was drunk, and perfect. So, because we've got all these... This is a time of year. Now, we just went past one of them, which is Halloween, because there was a lot of events going on then. But, you know, coming up on Thanksgiving, it's going to be a lot of family events coming. And then in Christmas, there's going to be a lot of company events and, you know, this and that and this and that. If we're in the program, which we are, I like Mark's idea. We just, you know, it's just another day.
Yeah, because watch out, because Veterans Day's coming up.
Oh, hold me back.
There should be like a Hallmark holiday for like alcoholics. You know, that's not St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
So, Shelly, you kind of said it a minute ago.
What?
When you've got people that you're sponsoring and you look around and people are going out and going out and going out and going out and going out, do you ramp up your discussions with sponsees? What do you do? I mean, do you make a point of hammering on that, ooh, it's a time of year to be careful, or you kind of make it like every day is a day to be careful?
Kind of every day. You have to be in recovery every day. It doesn't matter whether it's a holiday or not. And it seems to go both ways. We get a lot of people that go out at the end of the year. They get stressed out about whatever their excuse is. Because it's all just an excuse.
Yes.
Because if you come in with the mindset that, okay, I'm going to do this to get so-and-so off my back or blah, blah, blah. If you have any, what do they say in the oath of office? Any mental reservation or purpose of evasion in the back of your little brain, you will leap at the first excuse that looks plausible. Where other people in the program, if you come back in, will say, oh, well, that sucks, but you shouldn't have gotten loaded. And, you know, you'll get your little hug and your pat on the back or whatever. If you come
in
with
I'm famous for those.
Yeah, oh yeah, right. You're famous for the kick in the pants, not the
Mark
the warm fuzzies.
Welcomes him in to his ass kicking gallery.
I give him a hug first. Welcome them back
and knee him. He goes, I give him a hug and knee him in the groin.
Yeah.
If you come in with that mindset, if there's anything in the back of your mind, any reservations at all, it doesn't matter how much program you work, you're going to get loaded. Doesn't matter if it's a holiday or not.
That's almost a show topic sometime. No reservation required.
Yep.
So do you yourself, Mark, do you do anything different during the holidays?
No.
I mean, do you even need to feel like – because I know when people are new, a lot of times we tell them, hey, you know what? Try not to go where alcohol is served or whatever. If you feel sketchy, don't go. And we know, you know. Now, me – and this may sound horrible, but I don't have a problem with going where there's booze being served. Of course, booze is down my list of things I would really want to do.
Okay, I'm a straight drunk, and I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, but you're like on the verge of going out. I mean, you're at the seven-year itch right now. Could be any day now.
We're betting on you.
You didn't know the Shelley Deadpool is in full effect. No, I mean, you don't...
No. Why? Tuesday was a good enough excuse for me.
I was just thinking Sunday at, 7:25 in the evening is...
Yeah, that was fine.
Damn good reason to get loaded.
I got just as loaded on December 28th as I did on December 31st.
True. Matter of fact, you might still be up on the 31st from the 28th.
Matter of fact, that was just kind of all... Christmas to New Year's was just a blur.
Nice. Yeah, I think it's almost like too the thing when people go out and they seem to go out in droves. It's like the misery loves company thing. You know, here's this guy and he's got more time than me. Like this one guy had a little over 9 months, and You know, and, yeah. Well, if he goes, it must be okay.
It is.
Let's just all go.
It's fine.
We'll all be newcomers together. We'll be able to hold ourselves up together. We'll be four wet noodles trying to make a strand of rope.
I've said it before. Our factory settings are loaded. So, you know, we just go back to that. That's what we do. It doesn't surprise. I mean, are you really surprised?
I don't get surprised that people are going out. I often get surprised, though, that it's like it seems to be like a wave all at one time. Like no one goes out for a while, or like one guy goes out, and then a couple of weeks later, or 3 weeks, or 4 weeks later, another guy goes out. And this is like in like 1 week, like nine people. It's like, bam.
Misery loves company.
It's like a bus came by and just took out half of the Alano Club out in front of it or something, you know.
I'm sure he'll come back and let us know how great he's doing. Show us his winning lotto ticket, you know.
Yeah, that's the only reason to come back in.
Yeah.
When you're on a winning streak.
Yeah.
What do you think, Shelly?
I don't know. I hear one of the things, particularly from younger people, is, you know, well, you know, I just wanted to have fun. Yeah, because getting loaded and spending the holidays behind a dumpster passed out is so much fun.
Woohoo!
It's like the guy that used to work for me, Eddie. I just like to party. I'm like, dude, smoking out of a broken car antenna by the dumpster in the trailer park is not exactly a party. I don't care who you are.
Even if you string bunting.
Yeah. String bunting along the edge of the dumpster.
Here, see? It's a party. It's opening day.
Awesome.
Oh, I mean, you look at the two pictures here. Picture A. You're sitting around the fire with your family. Well, maybe not a fire because it's Southern California, but you know what I mean. You're singing Christmas carols. Mom's cooking the turkey. There are children running around being sick because they've had too many sweets, whatever. Versus by yourself in a room with your head in a bucket barfing.
In a crack hotel.
However, the better part about that, 30 minutes before you were doing that, you were not having to share what you had.
Okay, but other than the drugs, you didn't have anything. If you were with the family eating the turkey, you'd get presents.
I didn't need anything.
I don't know. I'm looking at it from a logical standpoint.
No, well, see, that's the problem, because alcoholics and addicts, not all that logical.
I've learned how to be logical about my fun. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like I said before, I'm sick of telling y'all.
If I knew the words to the Logical song by Supertramp, I'd be singing it right now, but I can't remember them, so I've saved you all.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. Miracle. Oh, it was beautiful.
Beautiful, magical.
And all the birds in the trees, they be singing so happily.
Oh, joyfully.
Oh, playfully watching me.
You
look,
now?
You guys are all hooked up.
Yeah, thanks, Bruce.
Yeah, I just
get to have that in my head till Tuesday.
Yeah.
Woo!
Great band. You know what, the guy, Roger Hodgson?
Mm-hmm.
He looks like he's about 85 years old. Mm-hmm. He doesn't tour with Supertramp anymore. He tours himself, and he does all acoustic.
Sounds good.
As good as he did. Yeah. 30 years ago.
Yeah, I heard him about a year ago.
Amazing. So, Shelly,
yes.
What would your final words on It's That Time of the Year be?
I'm sick of telling y'all. Okay. All I can say, it is not that difficult. You get up in the morning, you treat it like any other day. Doesn't matter what day it is. I don't care. I don't care if it's last Tuesday. I don't care if it's Arbor Day. I don't care if it's Christmas Day. You don't get loaded. You go to a meeting. It's not that hard.
Sweet, Mark.
She's right.
What?
Look, if I want to get loaded, there's nothing in this world that can keep me sober. And if I want to stay sober, there's nothing in this world that can get me loaded.
Wow. I got to go with one of my old standbys.
If you like what you're getting.
Keep doing what you're doing.
And if you don't
like what you're getting, then do something different, no matter what time of year it is. So, Shelly, who is our friend back east?
We have a friend?
Just one.
Okay.
Yeah. His name is Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your town.
Wow. You should do a Micro Machines commercial. Remember that guy?
Yeah, but I can't do any little sound effects.
Mark.
Yeah.
People are listening to the show.
No kidding.
Yeah.
How do you know that, Bruce?
Because we've been like number one for like 4 days in a row.
I think that's just Fran. She just sits there and clicks at work.
Out of how many shows?
66,000 plus.
Yep. So thank you very much. We appreciate you.
I think
you
that seriously, I think there's like 35,000 active shows because there's a bunch of shows on there that where people aren't really uploading.
If there's six and we're number one, I'm happy.
Yeah, me too.
But anyway, we appreciate you listening. If you do get to the show some way other than our site, we ask that you go visit recovery101.net and you go click on a show. And when you click play, the show will begin. You'll hear the school bell and
Dr. Drew
and some lead-in music. And there'll be a little button underneath that says like. We ask that you click the like button.
Even if you don't like it.
That's right. Even if you don't like it, click it anyway.
Click it, and then you'll be allowed to comment.
That's right. Because then you can
tell us how much you hate us.
Then you can join Podomatic. You can comment. You can leave some show topics in your comments. We'd appreciate that. You can follow. Follows are really great. We like that. And you can add us to your playlists.
You might even be able to follow more than once.
Yeah, it's even asked me to follow again occasionally.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Anytime you log on from a different computer.
Just check and see if it says follow.
Yeah, so anyway. But we really appreciate you listening. And we ask that while you're on recovery101.net, go down and visit our sponsors links.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea because those click-through links let sponsors know when they get hits that come from recovery101.net. Or recovery101.podomatic.com lets them know that people are clicking from our show. Also, if you are Facebook friendly, you can like our fan page. Just go on Facebook and search for Recovery 101 Radio Show. If you want to interact with people from the show and people that put in boozy news and stuff like that, you can also join the Recovery 101 group, which is a closed group if you want to be somewhat anonymous in your recovery online. We've got an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. If you'd like to join the crack advertising staff, that's recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. I should go check that.
Well, there was a rumor going around that some people wanted to advertise with us and they were going to call me, but I've never heard a word.
No, I did send you a number of somebody.
No, you didn't.
No?
No, you meant to, but that's half. Well, I'll give you half credit.
Yeah, I'll have to look. I think I did. And we've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We sure as hell don't. Shelly, who's the lead on music by?
Doug, Falling Down.
Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
Looking up from the ground again. I never see this is how it ends. Where are you now, my God? Can you hear me as I cry? I'm too young, I'm not ready to die. Do you see? Another lost soul.